Okay.
In the continuing expression video series saga, this is Rory again, and I am with more members of parts of the expression team, and I'm going to go around the room and have everybody introduce themselves, and we'll begin over here.
Hi, I'm Pam Kesey, and I'm a technical writer.
Okay, so you're a technical writer for expression?
Or? Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yes.
Yeah, this was kind of fun. We just kind of rounded people up and got everybody in a room and just went from there. And then you, sir?
I am Tyler Simpson. I'm the test manager of Expression Web.
Okay.
Hi, my name's Andrew Jewsbury. I'm a program manager for Expression Web.
All right. So, Expression Web is the last product, you know, that I'm going to be looking at in the Expression line of tools. I mean, is there any way would anybody like to just take the ground and tell me exactly what it is, what it's for, where it came from, you know, who's going to be using it?
So Expression Web is part of the Expression Web family, the Expression family, excuse me. There's a couple of different tools. There's Expression Design, Expression Blend, and Expression Media. And Expression Web is the professional tool for web designers, professional web designers. And it was created specifically to enable people to create professional websites with a couple of themes. Those themes are great standards support, so being able to really create a professional-looking website that is 100% standards compliant, excellent CSS tools, so the ability to really manipulate your CSS, apply CSS, both in design view and in code view and through a variety of task panes very well. Also, one of the key features of Expression Web is the ability to have great ASP.NET technology support, so to be able to drag and drop controls and to enable a seamless transition there. And finally, one of the key themes for Expression Web is developer designer workflow. One of the things that we've heard from customers is that they want to be able to work in a development group with developers and also with designers, and to be able to easily transition, create a site, the designer creates a site and gives that to the developer, and the developer can then write code for that site. So really, they're kind of the key themes that we thought about when we designed Expression Web.
Okay, so kind of like the other expression tools, then, in a lot of ways, Expression Web is really about doing the UI and then passing it on to a developer, or...?
That's right. So really, the ability... It depends on your scenario, but if you are working, for instance, on an e-commerce site or something, and you want to create this end-to-end, you know, with middle-tier components and database components, Expression Web really is the tool to do the client-side stuff. So, for instance, to create the pages, create the web pages, create the style sheet, create the precise layout in the tool. And then if you need coding, you can hand that off to the developer and they would do the coding.
Okay. So a lot of the other, the other two expression tools I've looked at, or at least let's just say Expression Blend, for example, has the ability to work directly with a Visual Studio solution file. Can Expression Web do that, or how does it work? Of course, there aren't solution files for web projects, now that I think about it.
That's
that was
right.
A really dumb question.
That's right.
But it can pull in ASPX pages then.
That's correct. So you can, in Expression Web, you can create ASPX pages and do the design, and even if you want to write script for that ASPX page. And once you create a project, basically it's a disk-based folder that website can be opened in Visual Studio by a developer, and then they can, you know, work on that site.
Okay. Well, here's a question then, you know, for anybody who wants to take it on. How exactly does this differ, say, from, like, Visual Web Developer Express? I think that's what we call it.
Yeah. So Visual... Oh, Tom,
yes,
why don't you talk about that?
So I think Microsoft realizes that there are two distinct audiences, and in the real world, a lot of typical enterprise development scenarios do have a very heterogeneous technology organization. There's people that focus on every pixel. The designers, the web designers, care about every detail, the padding and margin of every single div tag. And then the developers care about implementation of that page in bringing that data and content into a page for a user. But those two distinct workflows are the people on the visual side and the people on more the implementation technology side. So in the real world, we find that there is that separation between skills oftentimes, and web designers typically aren't the people that are going to be happy working in a very complex, code-heavy, C-sharp type of development environment.
Okay, so then Web Developer Express might be more for end-to-end development, whereas Express Web is really just for doing the UIs.
Yep, in Visual Web Developer, it has a very close focus on ASP.NET,
yeah.
Whereas Expression Web is kind of the general purpose web design tool.
Really? So you could tie it in not just to ASP.NET, but to other?
Yep. So we have support for something known as dynamic web templates, which is a non-Microsoft technology similar to ASP.NET master pages.
Okay.
So to sort of enumerate and talk a bit more about what Tyler was saying is, visual web developer really is, you know, if you are a developer and you're working on websites, it's certainly the tool for you. If you are a professional web designer, it isn't just the UI. I wouldn't want to say to box it in the sense to say you're only working on div tags and stuff. There is ability to create controls, ASP.NET controls, data bind those controls to different components in Expression Web. So there is the ability to do hookup, to write code, client-side code, for instance, in Expression Web. But in the sense of, as Tyler was saying, in the sense of providing like code behind and really that heavyweight sort of if you're writing C# or something like that, your choice would be Visual Web Designer.
So what we're really looking at then is like the successor to FrontPage then. Modern and like an updated version.
Yeah, FrontPage basically no longer exists.
Yeah.
And it's been broken off into two products. Expression Web is one of those products in the Expression family focusing on the professional web designer.
Okay.
Yeah, and one thing to note that I think we all agree that the web is very important and should be available to everyone, and professional web designers go to great lengths to ensure that the web pages that they build don't discriminate on a user's physical capabilities, the device they're using, the target browser, and the way that we can enable that vision is a focus on valid HTML code, standards-based HTML code. And standards really means a few complementary technologies. XHTML, which is a strict subset of the HTML spec with an XML syntax. There is XML, which is the structured data, the content.
So Expression Web supports XML documents as well?
Some. I wouldn't say that a rich, you wouldn't build a lot of XML, just raw XML data files in, mm-hmm. but it supports through a lot of ASP.NET controls, like hosting of the XML and kind of rendering the XML for like RSS feeds and whatnot.
Okay.
And also styling the XML using XSLT, which is also one of the built-in capabilities.
So there's XSLT support just built right into this tool?
Absolutely.
Can you talk a little bit about that? Or?
It's actually just you can render your XML and then start styling it, and it actually creates the XSLT.
Really? So I don't actually have to... Okay, because, I mean, in the past, when I had to actually deal directly with XSLT, I almost went crazy, right?
Yes,
I mean, XSLT drives me nuts. And this tool will, I'm guessing... You know, it's not going to cover every case, but it will generate some XSLT for me.
Exactly.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Well, kudos to that. I mean, that's cool. Is that the tool over there? What are we looking at here?
Yep.
Am I allowed to film this?
Yeah, sure. So this is Expression Web. In here we have, so the last component that is important to web standards is CSS, which is Cascading Style Sheets. And, CSS is a language that describes a web page's look and feel, and it also allows web designers to separate a page's content from a page's presentation.
Okay.
And that's a very powerful construct that CSS enables. So if we look at a page here, just this default page, it has a lot of content, but it's not visually appealing.
Yeah.
If we were to look at the code, we can see that, sure enough, we have a bunch of div tags to represent the content. But what we can do through Expression Web is to drag and drop a predefined a CSS page, and we immediately pick up the presentation.
That's cool. So you can just drop a CSS file onto that, and it'll adopt it.
Yep, exactly. Nice. So if we were to look at the code view, we would see that a simple link was created or inserted for that CSS page. So something very important to note about Expression Web is that the code that the product does insert is very clean. And designers really appreciate this because oftentimes web designers, like the look and feel of the code is just as important as the look and feel of the render page to a user. So
so this doesn't mangle your XHTML, right. Essentially.
So that was something that FrontPage was kind of infamous for is sure. reparsing and regenerating code.
And of course, that was, you know, back in the day before everybody really knew what was going on and before, you know, we found that people were so nitpicky.
Exactly.
So those are my words, not yours, of course.
And
yeah.
It's, you know, an entirely different audience, really, because the web page was for the everyday user. And although this has a lot of ease for anyone who wants to actually do it, it's actually created for the professional web designer.
Okay. So it's a lot more powerful than I would imagine. Now, the first thing I noticed upon looking at this is that it doesn't seem to have that really the same look as the other expression tools. You know, that sort of slate look that they have going on?
Sure.
Are there any plans to give it that slate look, or is it going to continue with...
Yep, definitely. So as the expression suite matures and kind of comes together as a family of a studio of products, Expression Web, we're definitely taking steps to adopt the same look and feel as a blend in design, for sure.
Yeah, because in a way, I mean, what's really interesting is at Microsoft, like I just talked to the Office group. You know, the Office group often, you know, winds up defining the UIs, really, you know, and the future of Microsoft UIs. But it seems like Expression took a real, you know, it took its own turn, you know, and it kind of went down its own road. And it seems like kind of a neat thing that there's another, you know, kind of set of innovative UIs coming out of another team, you know, at Microsoft. So, I mean, it almost sets up like a, I don't want to say a competition, but it does set up like a different mode of thought for doing UIs around here. So
on that topic, one of the things that Expression Web has that a lot of the other Expression family has is the ability to move around your task pane. I'm not sure if Tyler can demonstrate that. So if you, for instance, you can take the toolbox and drag it around and place it in different parts of the application and it snaps. So really, workspace customization and the ability to, you know, customize how you use the different task panes is, you know, obviously one of the key sort of IDE features of the Expression family, and that's something that we also have. But from, you're right, from the look and feel of the slate, that's something that we're looking at into.
And I think what's unique about that and why the look and feel of something like it blend and design is so out there is that professional designers really... They value the content that they're producing, but equally important is the experience in what they, the environment they work in.
Yeah.
That is just, they need to feel comfortable, they need to feel at home in the product that they're using 8, 10, 12 hours a day oftentimes.
Yeah, where your typical software developer is stereotyped as, you know, living in the basement and, you know, being surrounded by pizza boxes and not really caring what anything looks like, you know, of course a designer is going to probably be a little bit more, you know, meticulous and So sure. I have to ask: is this product, you know, the idea here, is it based in any way on Visual Studio, or was it built from the ground up, or where did the framework for the UI come from?
So I'd say that its legacy comes from a few different places. Because a web design component is valuable to a few different products, there is some element of shared technology across Visual Studio, even with some Office share technology in here.
Wow.
So I would say its history comes from a variety of places.
Interesting. So it actually has pieces of Visual Studio and pieces of Office, sort of?
So the other way around. So there are some shared components that are consumed by a couple different things.
Okay. All right. That's... Okay. I should have...
Right.
Yeah, it makes
Not
sense now that I think about
sure.
it. Yeah. Okay. Well, very, very cool. Did anybody, did you have anything? It looks like you were working on some stuff over there on your laptop.
Yeah, well, you were talking about before how you could, like, drag and drop XML into the page and the XSLT gets compiled. So you can see here I have some XML, which is, you can see the XML.
Oh, nice. And it's color code and everything.
It's color code and everything. But one of the things that you can do is you can actually drag and drop that XML, and it generates the XML for you. And then if you want to, you can, there's this tooltip here, and you can apply XSL to it by, for instance, edit columns.
Sorry, I know I'm in your way here.
That's cool. No problem. So you might want to, like, remove this and remove that. You hit OK, and then
hit
save.
Okay.
And then it adds an XSL file to it. So it kind of does that auto-generation for you, so you don't have to play around with it too much.
That's cool. So you're pretty easily able to create an XSLT rule there that determines which columns show up from the XML file?
Absolutely, just through the auto task pane.
What's really unique about that feature is that if we were to go into that XSLT, we would see that the HTML is being reverse-engineered for us and generated in the content of that XSL file. So, like, these tables here.
Okay, so just put those together for you then, essentially.
Yeah.
Nice.
So really the element around visual styling is a key component of Expression Web. So another similar thing that designer might want to do oftentimes is if they're working, so another workflow in addition to the designer developer workflow is designer marketing workflow. There's a lot of feedback given from, you know, the front coming in. So if we had a page here and marketing came back and said, hey, I want the background of this.
And they do. I mean, seriously, man. Like, when I was an independent, that was, like, every single day, you know. Change the font, change the color, blah, blah, blah. I mean, you know, they paid me, of course, but still, man. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, but what you're saying is that it's
exactly.
easy to do.
Yeah. So we can, okay. we could, in this case, we have a list of all the styles defined in this page.
Oh, that's
and
very
I can
cool.
find okay. the div, which is called left column here. Go to modify style, bring them with dialogue, go to the background, and choose. We even have a selection. I could choose some color, but we can even have an arbitrary selection tool that I can highlight over. And if I wanted it to match this blue here,
nice.
I would say okay. And
okay.
if we were to go to the save and it says, hey, you're saving the CSS, which is referenced by this page, I'll say okay. If we were going to go to the CSS, we can find that left div column and see that
that it's been modified.
The background has been modified for us. So that's very powerful.
Can we head back to design view for a minute?
Yeah, sure.
So over here, it shows you the list of styles, but it actually also shows you what they look like.
Yep. So
that's fantastic.
So okay. this is helpful not only for the visual designer, but also the hands-on kind of coder designer. That
yeah,
gives them good. Visual previews on the look and feel that of the page that they're doing.
And just out of my own curiosity and for my own selfish needs, can you import, like if I wanted to pull a site from the web, can you import it in along with like associated style sheets and all that?
Yep, absolutely. We're seeing that a lot of our beta users are doing just that. They're taking sites that they built 5-10 years ago, pulling them into Expression Web, and running various, we have some CSS reports and compatibility reports that can run against a site, and you can pick a certain version of the CSS spec or XHTML spec or even a browser type. So people are bringing old sites, moving them into Expression Web, and having that be their home for them innovating on those sites from.
And so to elaborate on some of the things that you could do that, so you could imagine once you've taken a site, brought into Expression Web, some of the things you might want to do is like check compatibility for CSS, for instance, or
yeah.
XHTML compatibility. So we have reporting functionality where you can run reports on your site and it says, you know, this is XHTML compliant or this is CSS compliant, stuff like that.
Do you do Section 508 compliance?
We do. We have Section 508 compliance reporting tool, so you can run that on a site.
Nice.
And it'll check it for you.
That's fantastic. So just for anybody who doesn't know, Section 508, and I mean all the web designers now, is that's the compliance with the Disabilities Act, is that
that's
correct?
Yeah.
So it makes sure that everybody can access your site.
Yep, that's right.
Can you do me a favor, and this is so selfish, can you import my site?
Sure.
Or at least try to.
Yeah, sure. what's your site?
Let's see, once we get into the, so the import site wizard, nice.
HTTP?
HTTP, so it'd be neopolleon.com. Because my sister's supposed to be redesigning my site for me, and I was actually hoping to be able to get a tool to do this. So, this was released today, right? This tool?
That's correct. December 4th.
It RTM'd, didn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, very cool. So it goes through and it starts pulling. Looks like
files,
wow! So it grabs the CSS, it grabs the JPEGs, it grabs everything. The JavaScript.
I think this
or JScript or whatever it is.
I'm not sure if...
It looks like it imported it into your current project there, didn't it?
It did, unfortunately. We got all your photos.
It was a
again.
Comic that's... it's a long story why I did that. So did it pull in the CSS, for example?
I believe so. Let's find it.
There we go, themes, and...
It did pull it in, but I don't know.
It would be under style there, under the themes folder. That is fantastic. Okay.
So here's what you say.
All right. Well, I actually kind of want to leave you guys right now and go use that. That is really, really cool. I mean, you know, I just have to focus on HE right now and you know, I kind of want to clap, but I'm holding this with both hands, so I'll just kind of bonk it against my forehead, which hopefully won't break anything. And I don't know if that made any noise or people could hear the bonking, but that was a celebratory bonk. That is, like I say, for my own selfish reasons, I'm very excited about
good,
that feature.
We're glad.
I'm actually going to use that as soon as I get... I am really excited.
Yeah. Okay.
Can I, and I can pull that from Corp Web.
Yep, you can indeed.
Dude, okay. Yeah. I'm excited. Anyway, so back to you guys.
So something else that might be interesting to the listeners or viewers is migrating old legacy front page sites mm-hmm. to Expression Web and kind of on from there. So yeah. Pam's been doing some work getting ready to write a white paper on what that migration process looks like, so maybe that would be cool.
Well, and one of the nice things, since this is really the new Microsoft product for managing websites, it actually supports a lot of the old front page features.
Okay.
You can't add the new ones because being a standards compliant tool, there were a lot of things in front page that were not standards compliant. But for people who did use front page and want to work toward a standards compliant site, it supports all of those old technologies, so it won't break your site, your front page site, by opening an expression, and then you can apply all these wonderful tools to
nice.
Your front page site and actually migrate it from the old front page standard to the new web standards.
So if you have a site that was built using front page extensions, it'll pull it in and...
Everything will render
nice.
Just as it was.
And you said that it'll convert some things to web standards?
It gives you a starting place for actually moving to other things as you
okay.
learn how to use the tools.
And does it mark, then, like, if you imported an old front page site, would it mark which parts were not, you know, standards compliant and, like, notify
you?
Yes,
actually, I mean, if you run any of the reports that Andrew was talking about, you'll actually find a lot of those things. And it will also... as you move over some of the old web components, for example, it'll show you that you can edit them, even though you can't add new ones to it. So it actually will keep the site structured and support everything that was in your front page site, and then you can start to apply these new tools one by one as people become more familiar with the new technologies.
So to put it in a not as nice way, it'll import your site and it'll stop you from doing anything stupid.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. That is fantastic. Is there like a CSS designer sort of thing? Like built into the product?
There isn't a CSS designer per se, but we do have a couple of task panes. One is the task pane that Tyler was showing you about, where you can apply styles.
Mm-hmm.
So, for instance, you can say, all right, I want to apply this style by clicking on it or remove this style from a particular element.
Okay.
The other is the manage styles task pane, which shows you all of the CSS styles in your file.
Okay.
You can do things like, for instance, if you have a style in a style block in your particular page, you might want to move it to your CSS file. So you can drag and drop those styles, and then they'll just, you know, automatically go from your current SPX page or whatever it is, HTML page, into your CSS page or vice versa. So it's there's an easy way to manage, like, where the styles live and what they get, which elements they get applied to.
Okay.
And in addition, I mean, the formatting toolbar, which used to apply, people who are familiar with the formatting toolbar from all the Office products, they have actually used some of those same tools, but it applies CSS. So it actually creates standards-compliant CSS just using the formatting toolbar.
Good. That's good. That's what I'll say. So a question then. So we pulled my site over there, and I don't want to, you know, bring it back up or anything, but let's say that, you know, after pulling a site, if you modify something in the design view, and you happen to change something which originally was governed by a CSS style, will it update the style then?
It depends how you do it. Like, if you, for instance, like, put the style inline, are you talking about?
If it actually refers to a class, like a CSS class, and I update something in the design view that was originally set, you know, according to a CSS class, will it update the class?
Yeah.
Fantastic. So it's bi-directional then.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
so
great.
That's actually what we had done when we flipped the background of this left div, is that this page referenced this external CSS
mm-hmm.
file. And the change got made and was reflected here.
Okay.
And then if I were to flip this to something else and come back, now we see that
nice.
We have that bi-directional support.
Well, good job. I mean, that is... Wow.
Yeah. Okay. You can do visual tools and you can use the code view if you want. So you got options there.
Very, very cool. I mean, I'm impressed. Is there anything that we've missed? Anything? I mean, I'm going to go around actually, and I want to know, like, what is your favorite feature of this product?
So for me, the rich ASP.NET support, I think, is really cool. The ability to drag and drop ASP.NET controls from the toolbox and giving the power of designers to basically create their layout, but also, you know, one of the things that designers want to do is they want to make sure that everything is exactly how they want it.
Yeah.
So they don't want to just create the divs and create all the style sheets and give it to the developer. They want to be able to put controls on the page and all that kind of stuff, lock it down, give it to the developer. So the ability to have rich ASP.NET support and even the local ASP.Net development server on the client, so you can preview your pages using the ASP.NET 2.0 server, is really useful, I think, for designers.
Good. Okay. And then you, sir, what's your favorite feature?
I'd say some of the view options. So there's some designers out there that are purely visual, that they're doing mm-hmm. everything through what we're calling the design view.
They don't want to touch code, yeah.
Exactly. And then there's others who often prefer a glorified text editor to mm-hmm. do their coding. So I'm in the camp where I prefer doing a lot of the hands-on code editing, but I like the interactive design response. If I make a change here, it's going to be reflected bidirectionally in design view and vice versa. And so this is something we call split view.
Yeah,
so
that's a nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's
all right.
One of my
favorites. All right. I'm sorry if I sound like a dork here. I'm just getting excited because I really am going to use this for my own site. And as a Microsoft employee, I get it for free, right?
That's right.
Very good. All right. Fantastic. And your favorite
I would have feature. To say the standard support is really my favorite feature.
Mm-hmm.
Not only because it's so easy to create a standards compliant site, but also when you're just doing mock-ups in Design View, you already have the standards pulled together as you apply styles with CSS, for example, and you don't have to go back and fix every single piece because
right.
it's actually generating great code right from the very beginning.
Yeah.
And so you really do have a really strong standards-based site when you start designing with Expression Web.
Nice. Now, are you the one who used to work on the front page team?
I am.
Okay, so then that would be one of the reasons that standards, I would imagine, is a huge, huge deal.
Absolutely.
And you focus on it? Yeah. Because,
yes.
you know, I used to be on the MSDN events team, and I went around and gave talks to, you know, people all over the country and everything, and that's all I did for 2.5 years. And one of the things people kept saying is, where is, you know, front page? What's happened? You know, it just disappeared off the map. And this is kind of, sort of in a way, you know, like the next incarnation, except it's really a lot slicker and much more professional. And I got to say, I'm very, very impressed by it. You guys are going to make a lot of people happy. I just want you to know that this is going to sound, I mean, beginning with me. I'm not kidding. I'm not going to edit this video when I get back to the office. I'm going to go grab this, and I'm going to pull my site, and I'm going to fix all the CSS, because it is actually horribly broken. So I appreciate it. And is there anything else you wanted to cover?
No, just if anyone has any feedback or questions, you know, we have a blog, blogs.msdn.com, like xweb. And all the news groups. We have public news groups that you can access. Let us know. We're tracking them. You know, if you have any feedback, let us know. We'd appreciate it.
Very cool. Any last words from either of you at all? Anything? Okay. Well, thank you all very much for the interview. This concludes, I guess, the Expression series of interviews that I'm doing, and I sure hope that I show this one last. That way, that sentence will make sense, because they weren't necessarily filmed in order. But anyway, so thanks a lot. The tool really, really does look fantastic, and I'm just going to shut this thing off and go use it, and that'll be that.
Great.
So thanks.
Thank
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.